USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pentagon officials said Wednesday that the U.S. will continue its counterterrorism efforts following the withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that the military will continue to address any and all threats to the American people.
It's our duty to defend this nation, and we're not going to take our eye off the ball. And that means relentless counterterrorism efforts against any threat to the American people from any place. It means working with our partners to shore up stability in the region around Afghanistan. And it means a new focus to our leadership in this young century.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said that about 20,000 Afghans have arrived in the United States, with more on the way from the efforts to evacuate Afghanistan before the final withdrawal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A new poll shows that Americans aren't happy with the direction of the country. Tim Berg has the numbers.
About 6 in 10 voters believe the country has gone pretty seriously off track as President Biden faces a wave of criticism over his handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll released on Wednesday. The study, conducted from Saturday to Monday, found that 61% of respondents believe the country is on the wrong track, compared to just 39% who say the country is going in the right direction. The survey also found a record low overall approval rating for Biden at 47%, with 49% saying they disapproved of the president's job performance overall. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Call right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
President Biden has faced criticism from both sides of the aisle over his decision to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan and the chaotic efforts to evacuate American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Representative Ro Khanna says that there needs to be accountability for why there was so much confidence in the Afghan army. The California Democrat tells Fox Business that there has to be some congressional oversight over the advice the president was receiving.
I do think there has to be accountability, Neil. I mean, as a member of Congress, I knew that the idea that the Afghan army was going to fight the Taliban successfully was foolish. We had generals come tell Congress over and over again, oh, we're winning, the Afghan army is doing well. And then they go off record, as you know, or other journalists know, and say, no, we're not winning. So what I want to know is, how is it possible that you had advice that the president of the United States thought that this Afghan army was actually going to successfully fight the Taliban? And were we that deluded about the corruption in the Afghan army, the sense that most people there were just doing it for a paycheck, they had no real allegiance, and that the Afghan government never really had the consent or the attachment or loyalty of their people? We definitely need oversight over that.
And the Centers for Disease Control is asking unvaccinated Americans to stay home over the holiday weekend. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that vaccinated Americans should take precautions if they decide to travel over the Labor Day weekend. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. is averaging about 160,000 new COVID cases a day, fueled by the highly transmissible Delta variant. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.